My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Room on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, putting in work.
You know what you should do?
A podcast? No.
You should start your own scouting service.
Yeah, keep going.
Well, apparently you've been
talking to somebody.
Yeah, you notice a lot of things that, boy, really.
When athletes are not running smoothly and they got a little get up or hitch.
Hurts is dragging a leg along.
Oh, no, Hurts is dragging. Watch him run. His giddy up ain't to some, and he's playing hurt. No pun intended. Sums up with that giddy up. Kawhi's been dragging a leg and they paid him. I don't know. Hey, but you might be onto something.
888-957-9570 is the number from the 707. Did you guys hear the promo running on the Kansas City station? Yes, we did. What do you think of this, 49er fans? They're trying to stick it to you.
Remember when an NFL coach who wears a flat-brimmed hat decided to receive the ball to start overtime and then went limp and kicked a field goal after already losing a Super Bowl 4 years earlier to the same team? Yeah, us too.
Right side throw, touchdown! Kansas City! McCole Hardman! McCole Hardman!
Chiefs and Niners, Sunday at 3:25, right here on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5. Fan.
Hearing it again, I came in on my high winning my fantasy game against Lucas. Stoney, that is a flagrant foul. Limp, hat, and then the OT snitching? Wow. That was a flagrant.
Fair or foul?
That's foul, man. Oh, remember when they went in
Listen,
on Kyle.
If the Niners would have done it, that would have been all right.
Dude, I can't believe that. You didn't lose, guys. You won that game. Wow.
They
turned all the way up in KC.
Let's you know what? Bobby's in Los Altos, and you know, but one of the things about Bobby is one of the reasons I am fond of him, Goo, is because he does challenge conventional wisdom. And challenging conventional wisdom doesn't necessarily mean, well, I disagree with it. But it means you're questioning conventional wisdom.
I have kids.
And I feel like that's what Bobby would like to do right now, and I'm here for it. Hey, Bobby, how you doing?
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. That's quite a setup. I don't know if I can really live up to
Absolutely.
A little intro there. But
No, you can.
Since you threw... So, kind of threw me off a little bit, but that little promo was 100%... That little promo was 100% fair.
Wow.
They said those factually incorrect. I would think the Chiefs would act like they've been there, so it really surprises me that they would do that since you know, they're the top dog, but they must really hate the Niners for them to.
Bobby, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, I thought that was, that's kind of beneath them. They won the games. Right.
It is beneath them, but it certainly, there's nothing they said that wasn't factually true. So
wow.
Let's talk about this game a little bit. So unless the Chiefs, you know, in my opinion, this Chiefs game, you know, unless it comes down to the end, it really is just another game. I think you guys are being a little unfair as it relates to the Trent Williams quote. You're ignoring the most important part. You said it's a game, it's just another game. But here's the part you guys aren't saying. It's not like we can get payback for losing the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
That ship has sailed. 100% Big Trent is 100% right. It's, I mean, what is it, revenge for what? What, a regular season win for a Super Bowl? I mean, it's stupid for us to think something like that. So let me tell you something, boys. Look, there was no game this weekend, obviously, for the Niners. So I spent a couple hours online and I got my sports psychologist certificate.
All right.
So I'd like you to just lay down on Dr. Bobby's couch and let me talk you through this upcoming game against the Chiefs. Okay.
I love it.
First, I want to say this about the Chiefs. Yes, they're undefeated, but if Isaiah Likely was a, maybe a shoe size 12 versus a 14, the Ravens would have won that first game of the season. And then there was this bogus bang, bang PI call against the Bengals. Very late, so they should be 3-2. In the blink of an eye, they should be 3-2. But this is really what I want to say about this game. If the Niners blow out the Chiefs, you know, at home, that's great. It adds another, it registers a win, but that doesn't do anything for their mentals. It doesn't make the Niners a stronger team. In order to get past the Demons, they need a very close game where they have a game-winning drive. I'm talking about the Niners have a game-winning drive, or the defense has a game-saving defensive stand. Otherwise, I really do believe this is just another game. If they get blown out by the Chiefs, I think you just kind of brush it off as whatever, just a loss. They really need to see themselves, and I see the Niners need to see themselves win a game under pressure. If we blow them out and abuse them, I really don't think it means anything. We really need to... this game, the significance of it is that we have an opportunity that if it's a close game, to show that we can actually win a close game against them.
Bobby, I'm leaving your office because I love you. And I'm not saying you're wrong, man, but you and I played about the same amount of pro football, none, right? The bottom line is these dudes are athletes. They have pride. And Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid are the standard. They've got 3 Super Bowl victories. 2 have come against the Niners. They want to beat them any way they can, man. The worst thing that could happen to me, Bobby, is this team comes in again and kicks your ass, gets on a plane, and laughs at you because they have no fear. So to me, it's everything from a Niner standpoint, and that's why I think Trent Williams is being the psychologist that you also are trying to be by, you know, taking up for the youngsters. Don't do too much. It's just another game. But in reality, Bobby, the whispers are the Niners need this more than the Chiefs because they've been your daddy.
And then how will that manifest itself?
I want to hear from Bobby.
He hung up.
Oh, okay.
I
love Bobby, but yeah. It's got to be close. I mean, you had a close game Thursday against Seattle. You pulled it out.
And you built. That's what you build on. You lost 2 games like that to the Seahawks. I'm sorry, you lost 2 games before the Seahawks. You were in the same situation against the Seahawks, and you came through. So what if you can come through in the same manner against the Chiefs?
No, a win is a win, but Bobby was saying...
No, that's not what he's saying.
Let me paraphrase. A close win against the Chiefs and the Niners pull it out would be more substance than 30-3. I think 30-3 would suffice and be the same. Dang. You just want to beat the Chiefs.
But they ain't winning 30-3.
Well, you never know. But you know what I mean. A blowout.
Oh, 910 said flush that caller. No, I don't flush Bobby. I don't flush Bobby.
Yeah, Bobby's one of my favorites, but he has an angle. He's like a baby you because he dissed us and you didn't even catch it. Yeah, that's stupid. Thinking like that's stupid. It set me off a little bit.
Please be more specific.
He said what we were talking about in regard to Trent Williams and how we looked at it. It was a subliminal.
Oh, Bobby.
I love Bobby. Yeah.
Bobby. Listen, I don't have a strong opinion about what Trent Williams said, but some people might. Some people might.
At this point, when you're 3-3, get the dub.
I have a problem with people thinking these guys get up more for certain games than other games. If you do that, that's going to lead to being an inconsistent
but
football team.
But the Super Bowl
team.
Champs are in your building.
Okay.
And you go in.
Right. Yeah. But you don't want to win it any more than any other game. Like, let's be okay. Let's put the rat on the table.
Yeah.
Oh.
Next
you know what?
On the other side.
I could do
Did
it now.
Did the rat get away?
I could drop the bomb now and see if I'll drop it on the other side. But I'm putting a rat on the table about the Niners coming up. 888-957-9570 is the number. And, oh, we got to take a break here, Goo, because we have...
I will not let you forget the bomb on the other table of what you're going to say on the other side, because I want to hear it.
Okay. 888-957-9570. If you want to talk some Niners football, they play the Chiefs, and they're coming off probably their best win of the season against the Seattle Seahawks, 36-24. Bosa, terrific. Purdy, terrific. And they got back to 3-3. 888-957-9570.
Did you know that most people wait six?
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.